Myanmar student tops handwriting contest. A 12-year-old boy of Myanmar nationality, who was born and raised in Thailand, won the Thai language handwriting competition for primary school level to mark National Thai Language Day yesterday. Yasa, a Prathom grade 3 student at Arun Mehta School in Thak's Educational Zone 2, was among the award winners announced by the Office of the Basic Education Commission yesterday. OBEC Secretary General Kamon Rokhkai yesterday said the commission held several contests under the Raksa Phasa Thai Preserve Thai Language activity and presented plaques to teachers and students who achieved excellent Thai language proficiency. The contests were aimed at encouraging young people to preserve the language and raise awareness of the value of Thai language. The students were urged to read, write, and use the language correctly. Sang Arung Son San, Yasa's teacher, expressed her delight that her student won the award, saying he concentrated on classroom learning and had beautiful handwriting. The boy had been chosen to represent the school at the contest, she said. According to the teacher, about 30% of students at Arun Mehta School, which is under the patronage of Her Royal Highness Princess Maha Jagrisarintorn, came from poor families living in border areas, and they pay more attention to Thai language learning than other Thai students. She said Yasa was born to Myanmar migrants working as hired hands at a crop plantation in Thak's Phopra district. Yasa earlier studied at a Myanmar learning center in the compound of a Thai temple in the district, before enrolling at Arun Mehta School. The boy was 10 when he entered Prathom 1 at the school. At the time, he could not write Thai. His Thai language skills have significantly improved after studying at the school. He's determined and concentrates on his classroom learning, particularly on Thai language, said Ms. Sang Arun. Tong Suk Yosi, director of Thak's Educational Zone 1, said he felt proud after learning the Myanmar student won the Thai writing contest. This shows that children of any nationality and religion are able to develop their potential, he said. Mr. Kamon said the OBEC was looking into the possibility of using Thai language in social media, such as Facebook and the LINE application, as part of the curriculum, to help boost its appeal and usage among teenagers.